The Obama administration is trying to make its vision for shared services a reality. It's created the Unified Shared Services Management Team housed at the General Services Administration to carry out this vision. Joe Ward is the former head of the Interior Business Center, and that is one of the four federal shared service providers. Joe Ward tells Francis Rose this is the right direction for the government.
I was very excited about the announcement, Francis, and something that we had been working on over the past probably 12 to 18 months, myself along with a number of other shared services professionals in our work with the Partnership for Public Service. So to see it come to fruition is pretty exciting. And it's certainly something that is needed in the federal space. And it's needed because no matter what cabinet level agency you're talking about, whether it's HHS or Treasury or Agriculture or Interior, all of those cabinet level agencies have a core mission. And unless I'm mistaken, to my knowledge, nowhere in their respective core mission is there anything about shared services. So by establishing this entity at GSA and a shared services officer, which would essentially take over the strategy process for all the shared service providers, is the right direction, because if you're going to expand shared services in the federal government, which is something that's certainly needed, and accelerate that due to all the stovepipe systems in the federal government, this is one way to help speed it up.
And that speed up process seems to be maybe the biggest challenge, because the administration has 15 months left and they want badly, for very good reasons, to make sure that this is integrated into the business process of the federal government when they leave office. What are the most important things, do you think, that have to happen between now and January of 2017 to make sure that's the case and make sure that it sticks beyond the inauguration of a new president and a new administration?
Right. I think that's an excellent question. I think you've probably interviewed John Marshall, who's the founder and CEO of the Shared Services Leadership Coalition. And John and his group are doing a fantastic job pushing the shared services agenda. And one of their primary goals is pushing shared services legislation. And I think that if you listen to what the Comptroller General has said, that if you want any initiative in the federal government to stick, one of the best ways to do that is through legislation. And that way, whether you get a, regardless of the incoming administration, whether it's Republican or Democrat or independent, you have some chance of success in those initiatives sticking and moving forward. And I believe that that's correct.
We've seen examples of healthy oversight from Congress, and we've seen some examples of oversight that did not work as well for the agencies as we would like. What do you think a healthy oversight environment looks like in the shared services area? One that is empowering to the agencies and empowering to the providers, but also gives the members of Congress the information that they need to make sure that they're seeing the progress that they want to see, and they're seeing the cost savings and efficiencies they want to see.
Absolutely. So the good news is there's a model already in place. So OPM oversees the HR and payroll providers in the federal government, and they have a process where they do what they call provider assessments. They do these assessments approximately every 18 months, where they compare all the providers in the federal government against a certain set of criteria, and they report that out. I believe it's public-facing. And they also have certain standards and key performance indicators that the HR and payroll providers are subject of inspection or assessment, if you will. And I think that's the model. I think that if you look at financial management, if you look at acquisition, if you look at IT, I think that same level of standards and key performance indicators needs to be set. Treasury is well on their way in establishing that. That will help the market. That will help regulate the market. A good example of that is if you look at customer service for the federal shared service providers. At IBC, we had a certain standard, a certain level. 85% of our customers would be satisfied with our service. Paul Bartley's standard at PSC may have been a little different, as is Doug Anderson's at ARC may have been a little different. Treasury is going to come in and regulate that, at least that's my understanding, and say, if you're going to be a viable federal shared service provider, as a minimum, you all have to meet this 80% or 85% or 90% threshold. And I think that's the right way to go. So I do believe that oversight is needed. I think oversight will be needed not only with the key performance indicators, but with the respective funding models as well.
We'll talk to about the funding some if we get a chance, because I think there's some potential there for help. We talked before we started the recording about execution, and we've heard some conversations already going on about execution on the part of the providers. There's also an execution question, it seems to me, about the customers of shared services. What was that customer-provider relationship like at the very beginning when someone would come to you at IBC and say, we're considering making this transition and we want to see what you have available? What were the questions that you would ask the customer to help set their expectations so that they knew what they had to provide to you to help them succeed?
Right. Great question. And when an agency is thinking about moving to a federal shared service provider, there are a number of things that they should do. Unfortunately, most agencies aren't prepared to do those things. They don't have the wherewithal to do those things. They haven't even thought about those things. For example, I would say that in many cases, agencies don't even know their cost of providing certain services today. One thing an agency needs to do before they even begin discussions with a federal shared service provider is figure that out. What am I paying to provide, for example, payroll services now? Because, as you know, 10, 15 years ago, there were 26 or 29 payroll providers. Now there's four. And so the question is, when you had 26 or 29, what were they paying for payroll services? My guess is many of those agencies probably didn't know that. According to OPM, the savings of that consolidation to four payroll providers is somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.6 billion. I would argue the savings for financial systems modernization and other shared services initiatives will make that $1.6 billion look like a drop in the bucket. So agencies need to figure out what their current costs are. They need to figure out what their desired outcomes are from moving to a shared service provider in terms of what their real requirements are. And there is a difference. And this is a discussion that, a back and forth discussion that we have with agencies all the time. Agencies will tell you I'm unique. There's not an agency out there that won't tell you that they're unique. My response to that is, Francis, is that, okay, your mission is certainly unique. However, the way you do accounts payable or accounts receivable, the way you pay travelers is not so much unique because that's pretty much the same regardless of agency. And so what I try to tell agencies, what I try to in my role as the IBC director, is that unless it's a statutory requirement that requires you to do A, B, or C, or some security issue surrounding a process, it's probably not more of a want than a requirement. And Treasury has supported that. And so when you're doing that fit gap analysis, when you're going through discovery with an agency, that's an important part of managing expectations as you draw down the fit gap analysis.
What, other than the cost, the current cost things, what do agencies need to bring to the table that you have seen they're not always ready to bring?
Right. So the organizational change management piece is huge. And you know, agencies believe and will probably believe this for some time to come, that if I own it and I control it, I can do it better, faster, cheaper. Mm-hmm. That's fairly typical of government agencies. The fact of the matter is, that's not always the case. And agencies need to do a better job of figuring out the cost and the quality of their services. Mm-hmm. And so typically a shared service provider will have a set of key performance indicators that they can tell a prospective agency, well, in terms of customer service, here's what we do. Mm-hmm. In terms of payment timeliness or accuracy, here's what our standard is. And for the past 12 months or however many months you want to look at. Typically in federal government agencies, they don't always have those key performance indicators. So if you come in and you do it cheaper, faster, better, they don't really know because there's no baseline to measure it against. Mm-hmm. And so there's, in my humble opinion, lots of work that needs to be done to make a transition more successful.